obviously, what I said earlier, Wachibalik and Gunajamara, so a lot of connections to both sides of the Grampians, and Hall's Gap is a meeting place, and there's a massive story there about Turingal, the emu, that created Hall's Gap, you know, it was antagonised by a possum, and he chased possum around, and he kicked the mountain and split the mountain and created Hall's Gap. Yeah. So,
wow.
Both connections to the country is that's a centre point. It's like the epicentre for like anything spiritual, in accordance to myself. I'm related to Harrisons, Ardens, Lovetts, Clarks, everybody Older almost. Mark, yeah. You know? But I grew up in Horsham, and just around that area, I haven't travelled much because that's home to me. You know, you can feel it when you're away from it. And there's this invisible border when I cross back into my country. I just feel better. I feel rejuvenated, I suppose, like all the other boys would. And Norm, you know, Bunjil and the Eagle is the creator spirit.
Yeah.
And the story there's Bunjil's cave up there. But we talk about the Hall's Gap. There's this place in Hall's Gap called Silver Band Falls. It's a birthing area.
Yeah. I've heard of it, but I've never really heard the story or
You go down the trail to this, it's like a little waterfall, and it's a creek and all that sort of stuff, and there's this tree on the side. And it's a birthing place, and it's really powerful. I suppose that, like we're talking about, because I was talking about genetic memory and all that sort of stuff. You go down there, you can just feel it all, you know. And that's my connection to down there. And all this stuff I've learnt through, well, a lot of what other boys were saying earlier, like experience, you know. Experience that the things you've been through, you didn't identify them then. But identify them now, you know their significance.
Yeah.
You know, so, like, we've all got a history and we've all got a future. What resonates in between is the thing that defines who you are. And I think that's the path for my journey that I'm on. Yeah.
It's the journey.
I'm on that journey now, you know, and I've sort of, like, come to a realisation about, you know, who I am, who we are as a people, and what we've been through, where we are, and I guess where we're headed. And the thing about where we're headed as a people, as a nation, is determined by us, you know. So you celebrate NAIDOC Week, you know, sorry to jump ahead, but you celebrate NAIDOC Week, and it's about unity, and it's about the journey.